Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, we're going to turn our attention to La Caprara Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team with head coach Carly Wager, who's in the studio with us. And, well, it just seems like we just wrapped up the season, Carly.
Yes, it does. We're right back where we started, it feels like. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, nice to have you in the studio again to talk dance. And we're kind of transitioning between fall and winter sports. And when you guys started practice already?
Yes. Okay. Yep. October 21st, I believe it was. Okay. Yep.
And tell our listeners a little bit about, before you start practice, you have everything in your head or written down, or what the new routine's going to be, what the music's going to be. You already have that ready to go?
Yes. Yep. Usually we have all of that picked out by May. Oh. Like, we finish state in February, and we're already thinking about new ideas for the following year, new uniforms, new music. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is set in stone by summertime. And so, oh, wow. But we have 2 weeks before our season starts for choreography. And so typically what that looks like is us coaches come with the transitions and formations and stuff and ideas of where, what we want for the choreography. And we've had a really good choreography team the last couple of years. And so we're able to show them a video and say, hey, this is our vision for this. Can you kind of grab something from that? And they just take it and they kind of put their own twist on it.
Now, when you say they, for choreography, who is that?
Yes. So
is it the girls or the coaches?
Yep.
Or?
You can have 1/3 of the team of your number. Okay. So it'll be different for each team depending on their numbers. Okay. So, yeah.
So let's back up here. Let's review from how the Shadows did last year.
Yes. So we finished 3rd in state in both kick and jazz. And yeah. So we are very proud of those placements. The girls worked really hard. And yeah, they earned those 3rd place medals. So we were really happy with how it ended.
I don't know how many years you've been going to state. Is a lot of consecutive years the yes. Shadows have been going to state, right?
Yes, I have that on a document, okay. But I don't know the exact number well, right
let's
now.
Let's just say it's a lot.
It has been a lot, yes. So they're a hardworking group of girls, and they know what it takes to get there. So, yeah, they're willing to work for that. Yep.
Ken Fransky would know that number.
Yes, he's the one that keeps track of all that. So
yeah, he every year at the end, he emails me all the stuff.
Yes, yep.
It's pretty cool. All right. Well, congratulations on that last year, and we want to build on that again this year, right?
Yes. Yep.
So let's talk about this year's team and maybe the captains. How many seniors did you lose off last year's team?
We only lost 2 seniors. Okay. So we danced 18 last year and lost 2 seniors. And so we've got 24 on varsity kick this year. So we moved up quite a few of the JV dancers. So,
okay, good. Yeah. Well, let's take some time and maybe go through your roster. We got time here if you want to talk about each girl or just see who's on the roster.
Yes. So we had switched over from captains to a leadership team. And so this consists of juniors and seniors who have danced at least 1 year on varsity. And so this year's leadership team consists of Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Molly Halverson, Reese Johnson, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Alexis Olson, Micaiah Poost, Ella Stock, and Addie Tufto. And out of those are the seniors, Addie Dahl, Reese Johnson, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, and Addie Tufto.
Some very familiar dance names there.
Yes, yes.
And awesome.
And so the rest of our team consists of Aaliyah Bylis, Bryn Gleggy, Chloe Gleggy, Harper Grunholz, Aubrey Holm, Kinley Kep, Bria Kosbob, Chloe Kranz, Tenley Kranz, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Mayer, Cameron Olson, and Julissa Ramos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, some of those names are familiar from Valley Dance District or Just for Kicks, right?
Yes. Yep. A lot of them came in having prior dance experience, and so that really helps the team, too. So,
how many on varsity? What's the number?
Yep, 24 on varsity kick.
Okay. Do you dance 24 girls?
This year we're dancing 22.
Okay. So a little more than last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. All right. So that's varsity. Anything else on varsity you'd like to talk about?
We could discuss our song. So okay. The song that we're doing this year, last year we had a Billy Joel theme, and that was really
that.
Fun. Yes. And fun to dress up to and popular this year. It's a song called Hope, and it's kind of a really good motivational song. The girls really have enjoyed dancing to it, and it has some kind of hip-hop aspects to it with a jazz twist. We're doing some more jazz in the kick category this year, so it's going to be a fun, different routine for us.
Now you got me wanting to watch it or see it.
Yes, yes.
But that's top secret for now, I hear, right?
It is, yes.
I tried to get a few out of the girls a couple of weeks ago, and they were tight-lipped about what's going on. So
yes, and then our varsity jazz. So Aaliyah Shomer has a lot of experience with jazz, and so she heads that up. And so they are dancing to a song called "Fix It to Break It" by Clinton Kane. And so that's a more like slower contemporary song. Okay. And so we've kind of done a more upbeat, kind of funkier jazz song.
Yeah,
so
in the years past.
Yes, so we're kind of taking it to a different twist. And so we've got on the varsity jazz team Morgan Anderson, Chloe Gleggy, Harper Grenholds, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Chloe Kranz, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Mayer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poost, Jalissa Ramos, and Addie Tufto. Okay. So 13 dancers.
And they can do both, right? Kick and jazz?
Yes. Okay. Yep. If they are doing jazz, then they do kick as well.
Okay.
So, yep.
Yep. Good. Well, that looks like a good solid team there.
Yes. Carly. Yes.
Wow. Talk about, is junior high hasn't started, or I mean JV?
Yep, they start when we start too. So we have two new JV coaches. So Jada Plumas is our JV kick coach, and they're dancing to the varsity kick song I Am Here. So that's most popularly known as the Pink Year. They won first with this routine as well too. So this would be their second consecutive back-to-back championship routine. And so on JV kick is Piper Dove, Mari Falness, Kara Mameli, Faith Meyer, Esther Peterson, Nora Prestel, Stella Roth, Caroline Schliemann, Lola Stone, Emma Stotesberry, and Sadie Zarbuck. And then our JV jazz coach is Grace Weber. So Jada actually helps with Just for Kicks and Dawson, and then Grace helps and teaches classes for Valley Dance. And so it's nice to have that community connection, and the girls are familiar with both of them too. So that's fun to bring them into our team. So JV jazz is dancing to Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Make Nice this year. And they also won first with that routine. So it'll be fun to see both those routines back out on the floor this year. On JV jazz is Aaliyah Bylis, Piper Dove, Mari Falness, Bryn Gleggy, Kinley Kep, Tenley Kranz, Kara Mameli, Faith Mayer, Cameron Olson, and Emma Stotesberry.
Wow. Okay. So good number of girls there.
Yes.
Okay. So how many years is this for you, Carly, head coach?
This is my fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yep, as head coach.
And you were assistant coach for a while, right?
No, I coached for Cambie prior
Cambie,
to
that's
this.
Right. That's right. Yeah,
but I took a couple years off to raise my children, and then came back. Yes. So.
And you're a former shadow dancer yourself back in the day, right?
Yes. Yeah. Both Aaliyah and I are. Yeah.
Let's reminisce a little bit. What year was that?
So yes, I graduated in 2011.
And do you remember going to state and stuff and how you did?
Yes.
What did you do?
We got third in state that year. And I think we had about 30 girls. That was like the biggest.
Was that the cowboy outfit? The cowboy hat?
Nope. That was my, I want to say that was my junior year that we had the cowboy hats.
Yep.
That routine was sideways. And so this one was the lime green and black, and it was kind of like a rocker theme.
Awesome. You do remember.
I do, yes. Little bits.
Yep. Well, I love it when you come back and now you're head coach. So
yes.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the schedule for a dance. Do you have that in front of you?
I do, yes. And so
when you kick the season off?
Do
you notice my pun there?
Yeah, I love that. Our first competition will be December 7th in Hutchinson. This is the first time that we've gone and competed there, so that'll be new and different for us. We're excited to go. We'll be seeing the state Kick Champs Holdingford there. Oh, okay. And so it'll be good to kind of gauge where we're at with them and the other teams and just get some scores back. So, and then on December 12th, we are dancing Kick. B Squad will be at the JV basketball halftime, and Varsity will be at the Varsity halftime. It's a Dawson Boyd Lacaparral game at Lacaparral. Okay. And so we'll have our autograph night that night too. So, and then we travel to Bold December 14th, and that's always a big competition. We'll see St. Cloud Cathedral there. They got fourth at state for Kick last year and first for Jazz. So, and then YME will be there as well too. They got second in Kick and second in Jazz. So, yeah. And then after that, we kick off the new year with our home comp January 3rd. And that'll be at Lacaparral this year. We'll have our taco feed there. So it's a great opportunity to come out. It's a Friday night, and so it's not an all-day event. So if you want to check out a competition, that's a nice, short, quick one to come and experience. We've got some really good teams coming. So, and then we travel to Montevideo January 10th. That's a JV-only competition. And then to St. Cloud Cathedral the next day. That's a varsity-only competition. And that's January 11th. And then we'll perform our light sticks routine. That's always a fun one. The girls, the juniors are in charge of creating a dance made out of glow sticks. And so we practice that over Christmas break. And we always perform it at the end of a game with all the lights off. And yeah, it's a fan favorite. So that'll be January 14th. And we'll also have our cheesy turkey feed at LAC.
Ooh, I love that.
That night too. So come out and support the Shadows and the basketball team. January 18th is our YME competition, and that'll be JV's last competition of the year. And then we start getting into conference. And so conference will be at RCW this year, and that'll be January 14th. And then we'll do our light sticks in Dawson on January 30th. And then we already will be at sections February 8th in Montevideo. And then depending on how those results come out, State Jazz will be February 14th. And then State Kick will be February 15th.
Oh, wow. Full schedule there.
Yes.
You're not going up by St. Cloud.
Ricori. No, okay. It's actually, always had the first competition or the first weekend in December, and it's been so hard to get judges that when teams submitted to get judges, they were all booked up for that date. And so they are actually on the same day as YME, and we just really enjoy YME's competition. So we'll plan to go to YME's this year.
All right. Yeah, that's a good schedule, huh?
Yes. Yeah, we'll see a lot of teams that we typically, compete against at state if we end up going. So
let's talk about some of the favorites in the section again this year.
Yes. So
besides yourself.
Yes. So in our section, Montevideo and YME both made it to state last year, and I don't think they graduated too many, so I feel like they're still going to be pretty competitive. And so, it'll be good to see what they come out with and what they're dancing with this year.
All right, Carly. Hey, before I let you go, what really impresses me about your program is the alumni that come out at state and stuff, but you have alumni that are coaching now.
Yes, yeah.
I don't want to forget anybody, but just a few that come to mind. Grace Johnson's up at Holly.
Yep.
And the Offutt girls, they're still at Newland Spicer.
Yep.
And there's a girl in Marshall.
Yes, so Megan Stratmone.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She just, this is her first year taking over in Marshall. Yeah. So, it's just...
Isn't that cool?
Yes, a love that just never ends.
Once you're... I've been a shadow parent. Once you're a shadow parent, you're always a shadow parent.
Yep, right? That's our motto. Once a shadow, always a shadow. And we get to spread that with the other communities too, which is pretty neat.
All right. Did we touch about everything there?
I think so.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in the studio again. And, we probably won't have you on every Saturday because of your schedule.
Yep.
We want to talk a couple of competitions, so give you some time to do that.
Perfect.
Are we good?
That sounds great. Thanks all for right. having me, Paul.
When's your first meet again?
December 7th in Hutchinson.
December 7th in Hutchinson. Okay.
Yes.
Most of that stuff's live streamed too, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. You can check out our Facebook page and follow us on there. We always share any information regarding the competitions and our schedule and stuff. Okay. So you can keep up with us on the Shadows Dance Team Facebook page.
All right. Good luck this year, Carly.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And I got February 8th marked on my calendar already.
Great.
Sections and Monty. Always one of my favorite things to cover.
Yes, that is a fun one.
All right. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you.
Carly Wager, head coach of the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.